Hello, I'm Gary Aid, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Philadelphia 76ers and the San Antonio Spurs. Philadelphia comes in with a record of 33-17. San Antonio is 14-38 on the year. Over their last 10, the 76ers are 8-2, won their last game. San Antonio, 1-9 over that span, has lost, I believe, 7 straight, maybe more. They've lost a bunch in a row. Here are the numbers. Philadelphia averages 114.5 points per game. San Antonio, 112.5. Spurs give up 122.3, so they have a negative differential of almost 10. Meanwhile, the 76ers give up 110.7, so they have a positive differential of 3.8. Looking at the turnover numbers, 14.1 per game by the 76ers, 15.3 by San Antonio. Spurs, 47.1% from the field. Philly, 48.2%. And three-point shooting, 38.5% by Philly, 34.3% by San Antonio. Free throw shooting, 82.7% by Philadelphia, 73.9% by the Spurs. Spurs do have an advantage in bench scoring, 43.8% versus 30.9% from Philadelphia. San Antonio actually won the first meeting of these two clubs, 114-105. They are home in this one as well. Philly is healthy. San Antonio still without Devin Vassell. Romeo Langford and Trey Jones also listed on the injury report. Those two are day-to-day. And the Spurs, are they able to play any defense whatsoever? Philly not an elite or an explosive offensive team, but a pretty consistent one, very efficient one especially. They get a lot of good shots thanks to the playmaking of Harden, who of course did not make the All-Star team, which was one of the snubs, but we will see. I'm going with Philadelphia. I expect them to win this game easily. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Philly and San Antonio. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Philadelphia 76ers and the San Antonio Spurs. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Philadelphia 76ers sitting at 10 overall in the spread with an over-under of 237 points. Now, when we look at these two teams offensively, Philadelphia has been averaging 114.5 points per game, while the San Antonio Spurs have been averaging 112.5 points per game. Now, you add those two up, you're looking towards that under, but here's probably why it flips over, because San Antonio right now is the worst team when it comes to giving up points allowed. They've averaged 122.3 points per game. So if you take that number and you add it along with how much they would add, now you're leaning towards that over in this game. So that's probably why I would lean and take the over. And the reason why is because they got a player like Joel Embiid. Right now on the player props, it currently sits at 32.5. Now if you look at his last 9 games, he's been averaging 33.2 points per game. So he's definitely leaning towards the over in that one. And I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. And right now his rebounds are sitting really low. They might move up a little bit later on, but right now it currently sits at 9.5. I would definitely take the over in that one as well, because his last 9 games he's averaged 10.7 rebounds, and he's just coming off a 13-point rebound game. I expect high numbers for this one, especially against a team like the Spurs. They're not that good offensively overall, so they don't really have a lot of good players. They're rebuilding right now. The only player on the bright side for that one is Keldon Johnson. In his last 10 games he's been averaging 23.8 points per game, and his current player props, it currently sits at 22.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one as well. So overall, you're looking at this game, I expect a lot more offense, especially from Joel Embiid. And another player to look at right now, because he just got snubbed for the All-Star game, is James Harden, and I think he's going to prove his worth of late. His last 9 games he's been averaging 20 points per game, and right now his player props is sitting kind of low at 19.5. I think he's going to come back and show people right away why he deserved to be an All-Star. So I would definitely lean and take the over in that one as well. Overall, I do like this spread for Philadelphia right now. I think they're going to come out on fire. I think James Harden is going to put on a show, and I would definitely lean and probably take the spread on this one. And I would also take the over in the points as well. That's our look at the Philadelphia 76ers and the San Antonio Spurs. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.